I'm Tom A. Reese with MTD Radio News in charge of Redoso and Lincoln County. In a television appearance on Tuesday, Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham announced that all public schools in New Mexico will reopen on February the 8th, allowing all students of all ages back into the classrooms to schools which are hybrid modeled. We get reaction from Redoso Municipal School Superintendent Dr. George Becker.
Positive for all those kids that have been struggling all year. We do need to make it clear that for middle and high school students coming back, it will be initially in the hybrid model, just like our pre-K through fifth graders have been since after Labor Day. So it will be in the hybrid model. We have new guidance documents we received from the Public Education Department this afternoon of some things we need to do and some assurances we need to put in place. But we'll do all that we can to make sure that our facilities are safe and ready for our middle and high school students to come back. Our families that wish to stay in the remote online learning model that they are in will be able to do so. And so we think it is the best of both worlds.
As far as athletics, the New Mexico Activities Association is in an emergency meeting later today. The village of Redoso has rescinded a wastewater release advisory that was issued last Thursday after SAK Construction, a contractor that was working on the sewer line replacement project, inadvertently released raw sewage into the Rio Redoso during the installation of slip lining. The incident occurred near the Redoso Downs racetrack. In charge of the news for Redoso and Lincoln County, I'm Tom A. Reese.